ceiling's a sunset, the halls are a maze. From the wall, a gray mare gazes out. Then she stops her fine hoof when she finds she's alone. She's frightened and she starts to run. She runs till she comes to a crumbling down bridge. Then she lowered her shoulders and swung. She swung till she come where the grass tasted sweet. Then she took to her feet and she ran. She ran till she come to the hospital gate. Well, old painter, your dear painter is gone. Clotted and gone. I wander alone in a darkening waste, wondering when will my master come home. I am shackled at times to a vanishing dream. Try to save me in the news. Then they work with their rollers to cover my face. I will face you again, but not soon. He's born over again as a boy of 50. At the Wildwood School in Cape May, where it crashes his frame against the boys on his team, and some frightened dog bolts away.
That wraps up the show this week. We just heard Okkervil River and Will Sheff with Tommy McHugh. And before that, Vampire Weekend and Classical. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed the show this week. Don't forget about those Decemberist tickets, the giveaway. Your last chance to enter is tomorrow. All you have to do is go to News Show WRCT. And just find the post, Decemberist posts, and you can just enter right there. And you can win some tickets. So stick around. Quartz in Session is coming up next with Eric. And that's it for me. I will be back next week. And have a great week, everyone. Bye.
So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Morning news update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
Sights to see, and when I look in my window, so many different people to be.
that it's strange, so strange. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. Must be the season of the witch. Must be the season of the witch, yeah. Must be the season of the witch.
When I look over my shoulder, what do you think I see?
Summer cat looking over his shoulder at me, and he's strange, sure is strange. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch, yeah. Beatniks out to make it rich. Oh no, must be the season of the witch. Must be the season of the witch, yeah. Must be the season of the witch.
Must be the season of the witch. could forget the tears and the crying that I went through once before. Maybe my love I could start again. One day I know we'll find again the love we had, and I will know and feel the joys and pleasures that I'm dreaming of. But I don't know, I don't know. The tears that I cried in vain won't bring her home if they don't work out.
Own Lonely Planet Boy, wrapping up that first set of music here on a program we call the Viva La Mach Radio Show. The song I played was Tire Swing, and I pulled that one off of their Some Songs You Might Like album, CD, cassette, and I believe 8-track, which came out, and again, I'm going to take a stab at this one, because I'm not positive, but I think that came out about 20 years ago now. Correct me if I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm right. I don't care. Just correct me. Lonely Planet Boy with Some Songs You Might Enjoy. Hey, before the Lonely Planet Boy, how about the Zombies? If you don't work out from the Zombies, guitarist Paul Atkinson actually passed away on this day 7 years back, so I'd throw some Zombies in there in tribute to Mr. Atkinson. Donovan in that set of music as well with Season of the Witch. And yeah, that song doesn't only have to be played around Halloween. It can be played whenever. Good song, right? Hands up. Good song. All right. Not all of you put your hand up, but that's fine. Start off the entire set with some Lou Reed from the Rock and Rule soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because indeed my name is Paul. But it's a show called Viva La Mock, so people call me Mock. They call me the Mockster. They call me all sorts of things that rhyme with that word. And I'm okay with that. Usually it's true. It's a show that comes to you each and every Friday night at 9. We do an encore presentation of the same show Tuesday afternoons at 2. So whichever day you are listening, welcome, thank you, and I hope you enjoy what I'm going to play. We're not sure what that is. We're just making it up, so I'm just telling you that much. If you ever have a suggestion for a song that you'd like me to just randomly throw into that we're making it up thing, send me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. I was doing some market research, yeah, because I am really into just knowing who's listening to my program. And in that market research, I found out that what I believe I'm going to say is my biggest fan in the under 10 category is Ralph. So I thought, you know what? Since Ralph, since you, A, make up my biggest fan in the under 10 category, because a few of my fans in that category has aged out. And two, you're making up probably about 10% of my listening base, so, you know, I need to cater to that as well. I wanted to find a great song to play for Ralph in case he is listening this evening or this afternoon, and what better way than to play the Ralph song?
Ralph, Ralph, Ralph. Ralph, 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 Ralph.
From their Mars Audiac Quintet album, that is some Stereolab here on the Viva Lamach radio program with Ping Pong. Before the Stereolab, there was some Shonen Knife in that set doing the Carpenters Top of the World. Played some Devo in there as well because it is a beautiful world. And start off the entire set from the guy who sings your name over and over. For Ralph, that was the Ralph song here on the Viva Lamach radio program. Hey, have you listened to Nucleotapes here on WRCT's? It's Mondays at 5. Now, it's a show that actually takes a closer look at an artist's musical DNA. You can join Claude Glass as he digs into the discographies of some of college radio's most beloved artists like Talking Heads, Yola Tango, Cocteau Twins, and I believe he actually has done one on Stereolab, which made me think about it. But he actually puts the main focus on unexpected influences, maybe some overlooked contemporaries, and the modern bands that they've inspired. He's mapping the musical genome one legendary band at a time, Monday evenings at 5, right here on WRCT. I am mapping a musical detour every Friday night at 9 or Tuesday afternoon at 2 on a show called the Viva Lamach radio program.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without kid, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much. Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? You are, bless your soul. You really think you're in control? Well, I think you're crazy. I think you're crazy. I think you're crazy, just like. Had the heart to lose their lives out on a limb. And all I remember is thinking, I want to be like them. I want to be like them. Ever since I was little, it looked like fun. It's no coincidence I've come.
Someday I'm gonna be rich, and someday I'm gonna be bonafide. Someday I'm gonna be just like Steve Willoughby, but today I'm simply terrified. I'm terrified. Someday I'm gonna be right, and someday I'm gonna be smarter, smarter than smart. Someday I'll know something just like Larry King, but today I don't know where to start. I don't know where to start. Someday I'm gonna be hot. Someday I'm gonna be big, or bigger than big. Someday I'll be adored just like Wally George, but today I ain't worth a thing. Someday I'm gonna be good. Someday I'm gonna be virtuous. Someday I'll be a paragon like Louis Farrakhan. But today I'm a mess. I'm in a mess. Someday I'm gonna be cool. Someday I'm gonna kick my age butt. Someday I will transcend just like Jane's Addiction, but today I am in a rut. I'm in a rut. Someday I'll get a career. Someday I'm gonna stop wasting all my time. Someday I'll gain a skill just like Deborah Norville, but today I ain't worth a dime.
The late Vic Chestnut here on the Viva La Mock radio program from his West of Rome album and Steve Willoughby. Now, I have a question for you. Do you have a list, whether it's written down or in your head, of maybe bands or performers that you're like, man, I really wish I would have seen them back in their prime, or man, I'm really glad I saw them back in their prime. Well, I got to tell you, Vic Chestnut's on that list for me, and he is someone I did get this chance to see. I saw him down at the Metropole here in Pittsburgh, and I'm glad I saw him before he passed. Now, the Replacements, I played the Replacements right before the Vic Chestnut title track from Hootenanny. They're a band I never did see in their prime. Had a couple chances in the late 1980s, and I just chose not to go see them, and I don't regret that, and I don't regret not wanting to see them when they were coming back on that reunion tour a few years back, because it really wasn't the Replacements. Chris Mars was not behind the drum kit, and I needed at least Chris Mars with Tommy Stinson and Paul Westerberg to even glimmer of hope that it's Replacements-esque, and it just wasn't going to be. Now, I've seen Tommy Stinson. I have. Saw him when he was in town at Mr. Small's pre-COVID. Just the Replacements. Someone I did not see. In case you want to know, Ass Ponies before that, doing a cover of a song called We All Love Peanut Butter. A few things I love about that song. One is today is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day, so I had to play a peanut butter song. Two, it's a great, fun little song. Three, as I mentioned, it's actually a cover. The original song was done back in 1967 by a band out of Zanesville, Ohio. Now, I have feelings, a feeling, I have feelings too, but I have a feeling that Chuck Cleaver or someone from the Ass Ponies had that original 45. It's the only release that this band ever put out. Because in the liner notes, they say the band was from Hamilton, Ohio. No, they recorded the song in Hamilton, Ohio. They were actually from Zanesville, Ohio. They were still in high school. Story goes, this band, again, if I didn't mention it, they're called The One Way Street. Their mom drove them to Hamilton to do the recording session. She waited in the car while they did this recording session. They cut two tracks, that song and the B-side, a cover of Jack the Ripper, and they put that out on a 45, and that's it. They disappeared. Mom waited in the car. Did I mention that? Mom waited in the car while they're recording that. That's just crazy. And the fact that the Ass Ponies put that out before Crypt Records put out a compilation that had that original version on there makes me think that someone in the band, and I'm guessing Chuck Cleaver, because he is a vinyl collector, has or had a copy of that 45. Start off the entire set with some Violent Femmes doing their cover of the Gnarls Barkley song Crazy, because Gnarls Barkley did a Violent Femmes cover. I believe they did Gone Daddy Gone, so the Femmes were like, well, we can reciprocate, we'll do one of their songs. And that's what they did. It's about 17 minutes before we get to the top of the hour. I want to remind you that there are over 40 million family caregivers in the U.S. And if you currently care for an older loved one and you're navigating the coronavirus, you can find it to be intimidating. ARP's here to help with tips on how to create a plan for caring for your loved one and how to prepare to care for someone who is at high risk. Yeah, visit ARP.org/caregiving to access more information about caregiving and the coronavirus. That's ARP.org/caregiving. This public service announcement brought to you by ARP, the Ad Council, and your good friends here at WRCT and the Viva Lamach radio program. If you got a request or a suggestion for a future show, send me that request or suggestion in an email to wrctrequest@gmail.com. Yeah, the Mockster is still not on the socials. He's negotiating with his manager whether he can get onto the socials or not. She doesn't think he can handle it, and that's part of the problem. She's probably correct. So I stay on the emails because I'm an old man like that. I did upgrade to a Gmail account. I'm going to tell you that much at least. So if you got a request, send me an email. wrctrequest@gmail.com. Some Rex Daisy for you. And welcome back.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around. But those dreams have remained and they turn around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya. Spot. Welcome back. 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 We always could spot a trend. Welcome back. I smile when I think how you must have been. Well, I know what a scene you were learning in. Was there something that made you go back again?
Hey everyone, this is Rex
and Christina
from the Armoires,
and you're listening to Viva La Mach
on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Makes me so unsure of myself. Standing there but never ever talking sense. Just a visitor you see, so much wanting to be seen. She opened up the doors and they can carry us away. It's the customary thing to say or do. This
Thank you.
Brand new single from Detroit, Michigan's own Popular Creeps here on the Viva La Mock radio program. The song is called Split Decision. And before that, some newer music from Dolph Cheney from his This Is Dolph Cheney album, And I Wanted You. Speaking of newer music, how about brand spanking new music from the Armoires? Yeah. That was them, if you noticed, doing a John Cale cover, Paris 1919, from an album that was literally released on April 1st. Talk about brand new. Now, let me tell you some fun things about this album. The album's called Incognito, and the reason is because it was released on April 1st, but back in October, the Armoires started releasing music, but they were doing it under pseudonyms. So they're like, okay, we're going to take Halloween, where you dress up and you mask yourself as something else, all the way up until April Fool's Day and put out songs. So literally that version, that song came out back in October under the name of October Surprise, but it was actually the Armoires doing the John Cale cover. Brand new disc, more covers on there, more originals. You'll be hearing a lot more of that on future Viva La Mock radio programs. And I start out the entire set with Rex Daisy doing their cover of John Sebastian's theme from Welcome Back, Cotter. Welcome back. Woo! Welcome back, Mockster. Got a couple minutes before we get to the top of the hour. Some things I should tell you is whenever I think of Popular Creeps, I think of my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Because he's got a popular radio show. That's where I'm going with it. It's called Courts in Session. It's 2.5 hours of rock and roll. It's country. It's soul. But he focuses on new music by your favorite classic artists. And again, that's Thursdays starting at 8 o'clock. Now, I've got the inside scoop that this Thursday, Albert Bouchard of Blue Oyster Cult fame is going to join him again. He's been on the program before, but he's joining him again this week. I think, I don't know, maybe he's got a new album out, maybe he's got a concert coming up. I don't know, but the only way to know is to tune in Thursday at 8 and find out what's going on.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
From New York, this is Democracy Now! what you do, you walk in and you just say, you want to quit? They go on strike. I won't mention the name of the company, but they go on strike and you say, that's okay, you're all gone. You're all gone.
United Auto Workers files federal labor charges against Donald Trump and Elon Musk, accusing them of illegally threatening to fire striking workers during their discussion on Musk's social media platform X. We'll speak with Wall Street Journal reporter Dana Mattioli about how Musk broke with the Democrats to support Trump and is now spending tens of millions of dollars on his run for the presidency. Then the prominent Bethlehem Palestinian pastor, Reverend Munther Isaac.
A genocide has been normalized. And as people of faith, if we truly claim to follow a crucified Savior, we can never be okay with this. We should never accept the normalization of a genocide.
The Reverend Munther Isaac is here in New York speaking tonight at the historic Riverside Church. His address, silence is complicity. All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. Israel's military has issued new evacuation orders for tens of thousands of Palestinians sheltering in Khan Yunis. The latest mass displacement order came as the United Nations warned 84% of the Gaza Strip is under evacuation orders issued by the Israeli army. Earlier today, Israeli assaults across Gaza killed at least 20 Palestinians. This comes as Haaretz is reporting the Israeli army has forced Palestinian civilians to inspect potentially booby-trapped tunnels in Gaza. The use of human shields is forbidden under the Geneva Conventions. In the occupied West Bank, Israeli forces killed four Palestinians in an airstrike on the town of Tamun earlier today. Soldiers were filmed seizing the corpses, part of an Israeli military practice of withholding the bodies of Palestinians it kills. A fifth Palestinian was killed during an early morning Israeli raid on the town of Tubas. The UN's humanitarian agency has warned Israel's attack on a UN-run school in Gaza City that killed at least 100 people Saturday was far from an isolated incident. The UN reports it's at least the 21st Israeli strike on a school since early July that have killed scores of civilians, including children. On Tuesday, Algeria called an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council to discuss Israeli attacks on civilians. Riyad Mansour is Palestine's UN ambassador.
Tragically, this is far from an isolated incident. Indeed, such attacks appear to be occurring with increasing frequency. According to OHCHR, this is at least the 21st strike on a school that has been serving as a shelter recorded since 4 July this year. Scores of people have been killed in these strikes, among them women and children.
This is Palestine's UN ambassador, Riyad Mansour.
You have a responsibility to react, to save human lives and preserve the foundations for peace and security for all, not just for some. Israel is a rogue state with a rotten government due to the unbridled impunity it has enjoyed so far.
The United States has approved $20 billion in additional weapons sales to Israel, despite federal laws that prohibit arms transfers to military units accused of gross human rights violations. The State Department's approval of the sales came just a day after Secretary of State Antony Blinken commemorated the 70th